Are there a number of sites that you tend to use more regularly than others? You know, you have a go-to set. They're the sites. It could be Google search, of course, or it could be YouTube or the BBC or National Geographic, whatever. But if you do have a number of sites that you use too regularly, then you could have them in the favourites and access it that way. You might have got a browser where you have a favourites and additions toolbar. But one way might be something called start.com, and that's start but spelled start.com. Now, what that does is allow you to have a start page, and you can set it as your home page if you wish. You can add different websites to your start page in the form of just adding links, and Start goes away and finds little thumbnails to represent your sites for you. And you can have 9, 12, 15, 18 sites on a home page, whatever you choose. It's those numbers to do with the way that they're arranged on the page, although you're not fixed. If you have less than 9, that's fine. So you need to create an account, and having created an account, you can then start adding page. They do provide you with a bookmarklet, so it can make that easier. Although the start homepage allows you to just put URLs in and add them straight away from there. Or indeed, it also provides a search toolbar in Yahoo, so you can go searching for pages that way. Having added them to your homepage, you can then have a different homepage. Why would you want to? Well, maybe you want a different homepage if you're at work or at school. So you could access one homepage at home or another at work and simply flip between the two by using a drop-down window. So if you actually want some of the access to some of the shortcuts you have at home and you happen to be in school, then the drop-down window allows you to flip between those homepages really quickly. There are sort of social elements to the start, so you can invite other people and share out your site, so that's all possible too. You can add widgets, although they do tend games based, so if this is something that you're using with your students, a word of warning there, because it could cause more than one or two distractions. Start also provides you with a helpful Cool Sites tab at there as well, which contains similar. It's a smaller version of your home, but I think it's created using recommendations based on some of the sites that you've already got. So it might be a helpful way of expanding the number of sites to which you have access or want to use.